us.
Further, not being in town right now, I don't know about this whole Afton Fire Chief thing. Dan, you want to tell me about this?
Yeah, the guy's name is Jerry Buny. He was an Afton Fire Chief, and he was killed earlier in the week by some guy that robbed a Walgreens, took some watches, and apparently got in some high speed pursuit by the police or whatever. And
when did this happen?
I don't remember. Tuesday or Wednesday? Was it Wednesday? Maybe Thursday? I don't know.
It was middle to end of last week, and I think the guy was like a 64, was he not? And
yeah.
They had just
bought
moved into a different home. He was planning on his retirement here within a year, and I think he was on his way home from work.
No, he was on his way to work.
To work?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
This is horrible, and was it a head-on collision?
Well, where's the guy? Where's the robber? Where's the robber?
He's in the hospital right now.
Yeah. You know, why can't, on a case like this, somebody just forget to turn his machine on or something?
Well, you know, his family, and you have to say, you know, how I'm so critical when they go and interview family members and they'll say, well, I don't know why he'd do something. He's not that kind of person. Well, not this family. This family was very straightforward and said he has had a long-standing problem. Drug usage and theft to support the drugs and irresponsible
for them.
I know.
Yeah, but the guy hit so hard that the engine came out of the car.
Good night.
The engine was laying on the street. But the only reason why I bring this up is Debbie's dad was a Fenton firefighter, my Debbie. He was a captain in Fenton. And Tim, Jerry's dad, Jerry Buny's dad, our son, rather, Jerry Buny's son, is a Fenton fire captain now, too. And they know each other, and Debbie's dad came in for the funeral today, which was right up the street from our house. I mean, it was 2 minutes from our house, and I went up there, and it was one of the most incredible scenes that you would ever see. How many fire trucks were there? It was unbelievable. It was just, there must have, I don't know how many fire trucks.
Yeah, there's not much more impressive than a police or firefighter's funeral.
Holy cow, you know? It was unreal.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
So what are they doing for this guy?
The charges?
No, the benefit.
Well, the family requested flowers, all...
How big this thing was, it was just... massive, and the amount of fire trucks that were there was incredible.
Yeah, and see, there aren't too many professions. That's one of the really impressive things about cops and firefighters. Name me another profession where everybody in the profession, even if they didn't know you, does that. You can't think of it. It's not the radio business.
They show up from all over. They show up from all over the country. They come in for this stuff.
But it ought to be that way with more professions. It really should. You know, but I guess, you know.
There's a brotherhood there. And
yeah.
Firefighters
nobody, there is no radio brotherhood. There's no
stab in the back. Oh,
yeah.
Radio haterhood, yeah. I think it's called.
And we were talking off the air about, apparently you hadn't heard that this guy named Mario Vasquez, who was like the favorite of all the competition on American Idol, dropped out. Saturday, he said that for personal reasons he was dropping out, and they chose Ozzie Smith's son Nico to
do that. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, so
man,
Nico's
that must have been something pretty huge. I mean, what did he drop?
Even his mother doesn't know. She says there's no personal problems we have in our family or anything, so it's a big mystery.
I wonder if he got a big contract somewhere else and wasn't really obligated to the American Idol people until the beginning of the final 12, you know?
Or think about this. Think about how clever this is. You really don't think because of somebody else in the group that you think is better. You don't think you're going to win. What could you do to have the press follow you after you, want exclusive interviews with you, what do? You drop out of the biggest opportunity in your life and let it be a mystery and don't talk about why. I got to tell you something. I think this is brilliant. I mean, if it's legit, it's legit, and
yeah,
he's got a... But if he just did this thinking, what can I do to continue to get attention? This is pretty, pretty smart.
Yeah, because once you're in that final 12... Aren't you? Didn't Mike Evans tell us you're committed to the American Idol people for 5 years, in one way, all there.
And I'm not saying he did this just as a publicity stunt, but what a good one.
Well, somebody heard that they heard this morning that he wouldn't sign the contract, the Idol contract, which would give them a percentage of everything that he made for his entire career.
Whoa.
Wow.
What?
Oh, wait.
Was it 5 years?
We need to ask Mike about that. No, I think they own him for 5 years. That's what Mike Evans
And even if they own him for 5 years, look at Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Look at Clay Aiken. I mean, good night. That's a pretty good chunk of dough, as if American Idol, the show, needed that money.
Yeah.
But they made them who they are by putting them on the show. So, and we don't know what the percentage is, 20%, 30%, whatever. It's still money, more money and success and fame than they ever probably would have had without that show.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Mike today.
And you know, going in, that's what they require. So, I mean, you have every right to say no. And maybe that's exactly what happened with this guy. He thinks he's good enough that he can drop out, get a lot of attention, go on and have a career, be very, very famous, and not have to give them any of it. If that's what he's done, I think it's stupid, because without winning, he's back where he started.
Well, and then the only way, I guess, Ozzy's son, Nico, must have received the most votes of the four that were let go, so he would be the first one to return.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, and then gas prices now from $1.89 to $2.15.
Yes. Oh no, you don't know anything. Okay, I filled up last night out here. Regular unleaded $2.45
for regular unleaded.
Yeah, premium unleaded is like $2.65. Okay, so don't give me that.
Right around here,
yours will probably jump too.
Right around here today. Everything's like 186, 189. They're jumping up to, 210, 215, they're saying.
Yeah, it'll be $3 in California for premium unleaded. It'll hit $3.
That's ridiculous.
And it'll be the upper twos. But it's always higher. It's always Honolulu, same way. Hawaii, the gas is higher. And I don't know if anybody's ever understood why. Okay, before Joe Hipperson's got to come in a day early because we're kind of screwed up and scrambling around and readjusting. That, okay?
Oh, man.
Think about that, 4 days in a row. I have to tell you a real quick story, and the reason is I told a similar story on the only trip I ever took to San Francisco on vacation. I encountered on a couple of occasions during that trip some really mean, hateful, hissy fit gay men. And there's something I don't hate. I've made this very clear. I don't hate gay people. I really don't. But am I irritated and sort of put off at some of their behavior? And the answer is yes, and I'm going to give you an example. If you remember, in San Francisco, I was with a friend. I was with Pete. You doesn't have to call me Lyndall Phelps.
Oh, that's where you faked your heart attack.
That's where I faked my heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And Lyndall and I are enjoying a couple of good cigars outdoors in an outdoor area, in a mall area outside, when two sweethearts came up to us, these two male gay sweethearts, and walked right up to my buddy, Peachy doesn't have to call me Lyndall, and just flat out said, "Would you please put that out?" And he said,
"You do that very well."
Proceeded to tell us both. I hadn't lit mine yet, but I lit it while they were talking, because I got so disgusted with them, and I fired mine up. Now they're really mad. They're about to swing purses at us. And the one guy says to us, he says, "Well, I'll have you know, you're obviously not from the area." And I said, "No, we've never been here before, and I'm thinking about never coming back." And he said, "It's against the law. It's against the law to smoke outdoors here." And I said, No, it's not. I said, "It is absolutely not against the law." Now, this is 10, 12 years ago. So we go in and get the manager of a store, sees that we're having some altercation, and he walks out and said, "What's going on here?" He walks from in the store outside. That's how loud these sweethearts are yelling. And he walks out and said, "What's the problem?" And one of them says, "Would you tell these men that it's illegal to smoke in the state of California?" And he said, "No, I'm not going to tell him that because it's not illegal." Well, then and it's a convertible, and the top is down, and I'm having a Cuban cigar. I smoke 2 cigars a week, usually, maybe if I'm on vacation, 3, okay? Not a big smoker. I'm having a great cigar, and I'm at a stoplight, and as I pull up to the light, to my left, on the left side of me, because it's 2 lanes, and I'm in the right lane, is a little girly SUV. There are certain vehicles that are identified as girl vehicles, okay? And I'm not going to name them because it's not fair, but ask any teenager, any teenage boy, hey, would you like to have one of these to drive? And they go, no, that's a girl car, okay? So these two sweethearts are in a girl SUV, a little girly SUV, and their windows are down. When they pull up next to me and look over and see I've got a cigar, little girl boy number 2 in the right-hand seat raises his window. He gives me with those people. You know, I mean, they'll smoke each other's pole, but they don't want me. But they don't want me having a cigar outdoors. Yeah. What is that all about?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I really
don't get it. I think over the weekend, if I read correctly, a law went into effect in your hometown. I don't know if you're part of Baldwin.
My hometown is St. Louis.
Baldwin.
Well, I don't live in Baldwin.
Okay, well,
I live in Wildwood.
Baldwin or something like no public places. You can't smoke in any building.
But not outdoors.
No.
You can if you're on the street in Baldwin at a stoplight, you can have a cigar.
No, but that's coming. That is coming
you know what?
Rapidly.
If it does, that is a horrible, horrible shame.
Really?
What a shame.
Yeah, it's
that
just,
will be.
I still say, it's so hypocritical. If smoking is so bad, then make it illegal.
Right. Well, you know what? When somebody acts like my 12-foot-away one puff of a cigar is going to endanger their health, and what I want to say is, why don't you share with me the rest of your physical activity, and let's see who's at greater risk here. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. And then yesterday, I make a right-hand turn with my turn signal on, and another sweetheart on a bicycle yells out to me, "Nice blinker." That's what you'd say to somebody who doesn't have a turn signal on. My wife's in the car with me. I just meant, nice blinker. Way to go, having your blinker on. I said, no, you're full of crap. You don't say that. So you didn't think. What is wrong with people?
Maybe he was hitting on you. Made you
that's
stop
what they
to
call.
Talk.
That's what they call. Man. That's what they call butts in California.
Yeah,
blinker.
Yeah. It's a nice blinker.
I just, you know what? I'm fed up with people trying to tell everybody else what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong.
Yep.
Mind your own business. And I'm not a road rager, but that guy's an idiot.
No,
because if I had been, I'd have pulled the gun out of the glove box and blown his head off for saying nice blinker.
You should have had your wife open her door when you rode past him.
And just knock him down.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Then I'd be in jail.
I know.
But people, mind your own cotton picking business. You know, if somebody's really not bothering you, now it's one thing in an enclosed area with a bunch of cigarette smoke or something, but I'm outside.
Those anti-smoking Nazis, though, they think that if you're in their general area, like within 30 feet of them, and you're
it's
smoking,
their territory.
They think that that's going to kill them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I rode around with my brothers, like 3 brothers.
Barely, but you still, no, I'm with you. I don't buy that whole secondhand smoke. And here's another thing. Don't send me emails about being a gay basher. I'm not a gay basher at all. I don't hate gay people. But it's funny to me that they seem so much more adamant about this smoking thing. And I know that from personal experience. And I don't know that I quite understand that, why they are just, oh my goodness, they're just beside themselves if somebody is smoking a cigar outdoors. So let's kind of put an end to that. And let's remember, road rage is not a good thing, and you never know who it is you're talking to, and you might get yourself, not with me. I'm not going to hit somebody. I'm not a fighter. I'd get beaten up. A gay guy could beat me up. So I'm not going to do that. But I just wish we would stop trying to tell everybody how to do and what to do and that kind of stuff.
Political correctness.
Yeah. You bet. I'm going to... Tell you what, let's have Hip hang on here. It's on tonight, by the way, 9 o'clock on Showtime. I watched an episode, and I really thought that I would enjoy it. This is the worst thing. This is like, it's very similar to that Anna Nicole crap,
right, yeah.
Where they followed her around. It is, to me, horrible.
So it's not a scripted thing. It's just sort of a reality.
I don't even know. It's just bad. She's way over the top with acting like I can't get enough to eat and I like being fat. And screw you if you don't like fat people. Give me another cupcake. It's just, it's too much and it's stupid. I just thought it was stupid. And I really thought she had a great idea. I thought this is going to be something so different.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. And you see for yourself, you have Showtime. Tonight at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to see what you think. And we'll take a little break. Before we break away and come back with Joe Hipperson, speaking of smoking, even though I'm not a cigarette smoker. And
my doctor is from Cuba. I mean, so he knows a little bit about cigar smoking. I said, "Is it matter if I smoke a couple cigars a week?" He said, "No."
And my doctor said the same thing. Yeah. He said, "Do you inhale?" I said, "No." How many? I said, 2-3 a week if I'm on vacation. Bah, go for it. Doesn't matter. But cigarette smoking, this is a different deal, folks, especially those of you who, and I think most cigarette smokers, if you're really a smoker, you smoke at least a pack a day. And a lot of people, 2, 3, 4 packs a day. Let's put an end to that. Again, I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not being like the sweethearts that tried to, to stop me from having a cigar. It's none of my business. All I'm offering you is an alternative if you want to stop smoking, and that would be the alternative to the life you have now, the life of bad breath, life of yellow teeth, life of burning holes in your clothes, burning holes in and burning the carpet, the life of fumbling around looking for a lighter. Oh, my goodness, I'm out of cigarettes. I think I'm going to go nuts. I got to run out in the middle of the night and get a carton of cigarettes. Here's the alternative. Don't smoke. Now, how do you do that? Cold turkey, for some people, doesn't work for everybody. Injections don't work for everybody. Here's something that works for 80% of the people who try it. 80. Now, that means 20% doesn't work. I want you to know that. But for $125 in 20 minutes, you're going to find out if you're in the 80%. It's Easy Way. Easy Way Auricular Reflex Therapy. And the number is as easy as the procedure. 314-843-EASY. And when I say easy, it's a pinpoint of light. They apply it to your ear. It doesn't hurt. And in 20 minutes, you're done. Within 45 days, for that same 100 and a quarter, if you need a booster session, it's included. If you need two, it's included. If you need three boosters, it's included. Remember, 80% of the people who do this don't smoke again. 314-843-EASY. We're going to break. Come back with Joe Hipperson on the Big 550 KTRS.
Visit Artistic Fabrics today for their home decorator fabric clearance sale and look for the yellow sale tags for extra savings. Plus, Artistic Fabrics have grown. St. Louis's favorite home decor fabric store has completed their expansion. Come in and explore their furniture gallery at the Lindbergh location with custom furniture from Missouri's own Justice Furniture. At Artistic Fabrics, your fabric choices for custom furniture are Artistic Fabrics. They specialize in home decorating fabrics from Liz Claiborne, Waverly, and much, much more. Artistic Fabrics also stocks thousands of the latest styles and colors. Because they buy mail direct, you save up to 50% and more compared to decorator prices. Come in today for the winter fabric clearance sale and look for the yellow tags for extra savings. Stop in at either Manchester 2 miles west of I-270 or Lindbergh between Olive and Page. Check out their website at artisticfabrics.com. Visit Artistic Fabrics today and bring out the artist in you.
It's Paddles Up at Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers March 19th and 20th. The Spring Gallery Auction features over 800 lots of antique American, English, and Continental furniture featuring an American Federal Tall Case Clock, an English George III brick front bookcase, a 19th century corner cupboard, and a magnificent Baroque-style dining suit. Decorative arts include Continental bronzes, French Limoges porcelain miniatures, silvered Russian icons, 2 18th century French folios, a 19th century silver water pitcher by London silversmith, life-size garden sculptures, and gilt-decorated blackamoor figures. Jewelry includes an Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers, St. Louis's premier auctioneer since 1830.
Help.
4:35 at the Big 550. You need a little help home. I believe Mike Waynes is in for Paul Ford this afternoon in the Golden Oak Lending Decopter 550. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how are you? Eastbound 270 right now. There's two left lanes are being blocked all the way back to McDonald Boulevard, so be careful in that area. Also on southbound 55, there's reports of a stalled car right at about Arsenal, so traffic is backing up there as well. This traffic report is brought to you by Commerce Bank. They ask the right questions, listen carefully, and provide you with the solutions that fit your best. It's a promise from Commerce Bank. That's CommerceBank.com. I'm Mike Waynes in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. Regardless of what type of car you have, at some point, you're going to have a transmission problem. So where are you going to take your car? Well, there's only one place in town to take it, AAMCO Transmissions. They have been in business for 40 years, and their name is synonymous with transmissions. Why? Why do I know this? Well, because I've been to AAMCO Transmissions, and I've heard from others who have taken their car to AAMCO. It is the only place to take your car with your transmission problem, because if you don't have a problem, they'll be happy to send you on your way. But if you do, they're the experts, regardless of what type of car you have. Now, they have five locations here in the St. Louis metropolitan area: Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. To find the one nearest you, call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult your local white pages. Now, if you mention this ad, you'll get a free external diagnostic service at all participating AAMCO service centers. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. AAMCO, AAMCO.
Looking for a bank?
Hit the B square!
It's not hip to be square, but it is hip to be this guy, and it's hip to be flexible. Flexible enough that if somebody calls you 2 hours ago and says, hey, we're not going to go on Tuesday, we're going to go on Monday because we're loaded up on Tuesday, this guy says, no problem. This guy, of course, too hip for this room. Ladies and gentlemen, hip on entertainment, Joe Hipperson.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. And a big thank you to Steve Maddock of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner, and with that comes spring cleaning. Get the carpets, get the air ducts clean today. Steve Maddock, 314-434-4600. How is everybody?
Everybody's great.
Good,
great.
Joe.
I was feeling the love right before it came on.
Now, who is your sponsor on Thursday?
Well, my sponsor on Thursday is Thematic, but Mr. Strauss told me, since we're on vacation, music. First up, we got five music releases worth mentioning. Four of them are greatest hits compilations. The Ultimate Collection of B.B. King is on CD tomorrow.
Ooh.
Greatest Hits of Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest Hits of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Better Than Ezra's Greatest Hits, and a DVD from Tina Turner called All the Best. The other music release is a big one for music fans. One of the most underappreciated bands of all time, the Ramones, have a great documentary film out tomorrow called Ramones End of the Century. Movies on DVD. We got a nice selection of movie releases on DVD for you to choose from tomorrow. The big release is short film called Jack Jack Attack. We're fans of the film.
Wait a minute.
Sounds like a porn movie.
Jack Attack.
Yeah.
Attention all Trekkies. For those not in the know, a Trekkie is a Star Trek fan.
Yeah,
for the last couple of years, Paramount has been reissuing all the Star Trek movies in really cool two-disc special edition packages. If you're a Star Trek fan, you haven't picked one of these up yet, you're really missing out. Paramount has spared no expense with these special editions. Tomorrow you can buy the re-release of Star Trek First Contact. That is the eighth film in the movie series, and some argue the best Star Trek film since Wrath of Khan. Now, Jude Law put out about 200 movies last year.
Is that the one you just mentioned where James Khan gets real mad?
I know that.
Oh, the rap.
Okay. Yeah, so Jude Law, he did a lot of movies last year. One of those films is out on DVD tomorrow. That would be the remake of the Michael Caine classic, Alfie. All right, racing fans, get excited tomorrow.
IMAX, NASCAR, the IMAX experience.
Yes.
You get it on DVD, you're not going to have the IMAX experience.
I agree, but it's still called the IMAX experience.
But
why people would buy it, I don't understand. Maybe
because you've shot yourself in the foot when you name it the IMAX experience. I'm going to look at that and go, well, I don't have an IMAX.
Well, it's simple. All you do is go out and buy an IMAX for your living room.
Sure.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I have a buddy who saw that NASCAR thing. He said it is unbelievable. And he said even if you don't care about NASCAR, Joe, have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
He says you don't need to give two hoots about NASCAR. It takes you from the beginnings of NASCAR, how it started, the family that started NASCAR, all the sort of ins and outs. He said it is a
fabulous movie. I just wish I had seen it on the IMAX screen. He said, because you literally feel like you are driving that car. And it's just a terrific documentary, basically, about NASCAR. So for people who hear about NASCAR all the time and hear about how big it is but don't get it, this guy told me, I'll tell you who it was.
Miss Congeniality in a special edition DVD. If you already own this film on DVD, I feel sorry for you. Also, buying this one is not going to give you anything extra as far as the feature, so please save your money.
One reason to get it, though, because it just came out this past week, and I'm not making this up, in an interview, Sandra Bullock said she uses Preparation H on her eyes.
Really?
Yes, and I've heard this before. Oh. Puffiness, bags under the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That it really
Which
does
eye?
Smooth. Well.
Yeah. Which eye, babe?
On both her beautiful brown eyes.
She says she uses it, and it's like a miracle cream, and it works. And that, I think, is where the expression butt face or butt head came from. So if you watch it, see if you can detect any hemorrhoidal looks to the...
Yeah, I've heard women mention that before. It sucks up the puffiness or something like
there
that.
There was one thing that Joe said earlier. I don't want people to be confused about that Wrath of Khan movie.
What's that?
There is one. There is a DVD coming out.
Oh, no.
With James Caan. And all he does is scratch and everything. It's called The Rash on Khan.
Oh, man.
It's working. It's working.
What happened to that voice that's supposed to tell you don't
I'm sorry. Is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
No.
That's rough. Man, I wish I was in California.
This is the Frank Opinion Show, right?
No, not now.
Just checking. Hey, TV shows on DVD. Some of your favorite TV shows could be out on DVD tomorrow. La Femme Nikita.
No, thank you.
Complete second season.
What is that? What is La Femme Nikita?
La Femme Nikita, she's a very, very hot girl that, what does she fight crime?
Yeah.
Was that a WB show?
Isn't she like a robot or something?
I saw it like
2 or 3 years ago or something. She's, being programmed or something. Never mind. I don't know.
Okay. Red Dwarf, season 6.
What is that?
Red Dwarf is a BBC show. You got to really get English humor to get Red Dwarf, but
season
a lot of people really, really like it.
What?
You can check out Red Dwarf on Channel 9 occasionally.
Now, when did the English, because I missed this, start having humor?
Now. One of the funniest shows of all time. Faulty Towers.
Well, Benny Hill and then Monty Python.
Wait. Stop.
He focused on women.
Yes, that was hilarious.
In their bras.
Yeah.
Monty Python
Where's
is still
the humor.
Also out tomorrow, the complete third season of Starsky and Hutch, a show that I can never, ever watch the same way again since I saw Autofocus. Hogan's Heroes has its first season out on DVD tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And last, but not least.
That was Colonel Clink.
Colonel Clink on Hogan's Heroes.
Clink, what is that man doing here?
Okay, last but not least, anybody a fan of the movie Wild Things?
No.
Okay, Wild Things, that was the movie with Denise Richards, Kevin Bacon, and Kevin Bacon, well, you know. Okay, did anyone know?
Well, there was another good-looking babe in there, too, for a very popular young actress.
Idiot.
Go ahead, Joe.
Right, did anybody know that there have been 2 direct-to-DVD sequels to the movie Wild Things?
No.
That is correct. Officially announced just the other day, the 3rd chapter in the Wild Things saga will hit DVD shelves on April 26th.
Oh,
on that same day, you can buy Wild Things Trilogy in a box set.
Neve Campbell, that's it.
Retail price of only $39.95. That is going to do it for me. I guess I'll be talking to you guys next week. If you're looking for something on DVD, give me a hit. Hip on Entertainment with 2 P's at yahoo.com. Of course, thank you very much to Schematic of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Spring right around the corner with that spring cleaning. Get the carpet snare ducts done today. 314-434-7000. 4600. Ask about the hip discount. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
Yeah,
yeah.
You are.
All right, Joe. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. He knows almost too much stuff. and that Star Wars thing, Saturday night, and I had seen it when it was in the theaters. Somebody mentioned it on our show last week, and I don't remember if it was Mike Evans or Reggie, but they just made a reference to it as one of the all-time most powerful love stories and said, have some Kleenex handy. Has anybody in the room seen The Notebook?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm going to tell you something. Why a movie like this was not even mentioned in the Academy Awards is beyond me. Yeah, Gina Rowlands, James Garner. This movie is one of the best. If you like love stories, it's not even really a chick movie. It's just about getting old and about being young. It's about being young and crazy in love and then getting old. It is a fantastic movie. Karen, I want you to watch this movie.
All right.
If you like Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, you're going to love this movie. I'm going to tell you, you're going to cry your eyes out.
Yeah, that's what
I hear. You'll be sobbing by the time this thing's over.
It got excellent reviews. I remember when
it did.
Came
it got
out.
Great reviews, yeah. But it's like unbelievable. I mean, it's fun. It's sad. It's a great... The Notebook, folks, get this thing on DVD and watch it because you will not be sorry. Okay, we're working our way toward the Playhouse. I have to just throw something out there because I think this situation probably exists everywhere in every city, and I didn't know it till the other day. I went to a supermarket. There is no Deerbergs out here, so I went to another supermarket, to the deli, and I wanted to get something to eat for dinner, and I love delis because everything's already prepared. You want meatloaf, you want, you know, Deerbergs has the greatest deli in the world.
Your wife is out there, right, with you?
But she was not with me at the deli.
Oh.
Okay. And so I went in, and I got some little baby back ribs.
Nice.
And
Terry Deli. Go ahead.
Terry Deli.
Go ahead.
No.
And I got some pasta salad, and it was one of those huge delis, and a lot of great food in there. I shut it down. Now, I'm looking at huge platters and bowls of some of the most delicious-looking food, from ribs to macaroni and cheese to pasta salads and coleslaws, and you know what they look like.
Mm.
And I don't even know why I asked her. I said, when you close this thing in 5 minutes... what do you do with all this food? And she said, we throw it away.
Oh.
Now, I got to thinking, do they all do this? And I said to her, I said, you've got to be kidding. And what really bothered me was I'm paying, you know, $12 or $15 or whatever it is for something that 5 minutes after I bought it, they're going to toss it in the garbage.
Yeah, it has no value. Well,
they could have given it to me instead of throw it away. And I said, what about hungry, homeless people? Can't you people take all this tremendous food? I mean, the food in that case would have fed, and I'm not kidding, 50 people. I said, can't you take it tonight to feed somebody? And she said, I don't think we can. She said, because of stringent FDA, governmental, blah, 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 blah. By the time you take it out and transport it, isn't that a sad state of affairs?
You know what, though? Of course, she knows more than I do about it, but I would think something like baked beans would be something that has a shelf life of like 4 days or something. They would keep it for like at least 3 days,
hey,
you
Terry,
would think.
If I can take it home and eat it for 2 days, they can take it somewhere and somebody can eat it for two
days.
Yeah,
you would think
it doesn't ruin. Look, it doesn't ruin when I take it home or any other customer takes it home, so why would it be no good if they packaged it up in styrofoam? That blew me away, and I'll bet you there are just tons and tons of great food items like that every day get garbaged.
Mm.
I'd love to know where they throw it, because I would be at the dumpster.
I would.
I mean, there was some spectacular food in there.
I wonder if they can take it home.
Well, I would hope so, but they don't even have enough people to eat all that food.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what a waste. And when she said it closed, I looked in the case. I thought, I can't believe they closed. It looks like they just put all the stuff out here. And I know that the delis everywhere and the bigger supermarkets are really well stocked. And you never really go in and see them with a bunch of empty trays or dishes, do you?
No.
It's like, oh, we're out of this, we're out of this, we're out of this. They keep restocking them up until the end of the day when they close it down. And apparently, it all has to be pitched. Somebody's got to look into that and figure out why you can't feed people. with that food. So that was all, just an observation. I have another observation. I've never actually had it. You know what? I take that back. I did have it once. It's water trickling down the wall of the basement. I had that in a house, and it turns out it was a landscaping problem. It was where the foundation starts right at the ground level, and they didn't mulch right or drain right, and the water's coming down. It wasn't a basement problem. It was a ground problem. But sometimes people go down the basement, they see water trickling down the wall, or they see a puddle of water in the floor. It's a basement problem. And too many times people think if they ignore it, well, it'll stop raining. We've had a lot of unusually a large amount of rain, and we probably won't have that again for 5 years. It'll go away. No, it's not going away. It'll only get worse. That's when you call Woods Basement Systems. Here now with the toll-free number, their pride, the pride of Woods Basement Systems, Peon with the number.
1-800-203-8384.
You know, when you do that, your voice gets deeper.
It does.
Did you know that? You sort of swell, your chest swells with pride.
Right.
I think maybe even your testosterone level goes up, and your voice drops an octave when you give that number. 1-800, give it again.
1-800-203-8384.
456 at the Big 550. Here's Mike Waynes covering for Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and you have a great afternoon to fly.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. Bad day on eastbound 270, though. There was an accident just on the other side of Lindbergh. Four cars involved in that. The police have the left two lanes closed there, so traffic is pretty much a no-go all the way out to about 370. The 70 to the Interbelt, the interchange there looks pretty good, though, so that's good news. I'm Mike Waynes on the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cat.
31% have a computer, 37% have satellite or cable TV, 54% have a VCR or a DVD player, and nearly a third of all kids ages 8 to 18 said that when they're doing their homework, they're often simultaneously surfing the Internet, watching TV, text messaging, talking on the phone, or listening to music. Yes, for parents, there are worse things than for a kid to have CDs and music videos in the bedroom. For instance, you could have Michael Jackson in there.
Yeah.
Interesting story.
What does that mean?
Rumor has it, speaking of Michael Jackson, that he may be on the verge of bankruptcy. And it could be true because yesterday Michael was dangling on his accountant over a balcony. And there's a new U.S. intelligence report that says Al-Qaeda may be planning to attack movie theaters. Wow, bombs and movie theaters. Apparently Kevin Costner's joined Al-Qaeda.
Whoa.
George Atkinson. You guys know who this guy is?
You know what? That name sounds familiar.
Well, listen to this. Apparently he was the inventor of the movie video rental concept.
Oh, right.
Wow.
He passed away. He was 69 years old.
Shut up.
And, shut up. Memory video returns to all Blockbuster branches were rewound only halfway.
Yeah.
Get it? Finally this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, that explains the reason for all those Atkinson video stores around the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a James Caan movie out.
Go ahead, Dan. Yeah. Actually, now he's known as the late George Atkinson, so that's going to cost him an extra $3.99.
Oh, good one. Good one.
The segment brought to you this afternoon. By, of course, our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab is the official AM and the PM cab company. And from sunny downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Bye, Bill.
We don't have a lot of time, so this is what we call filling and killing time. And here's how I'll do it for about 45 seconds. Did anybody else happen to notice when they apprehended Brian Nichols, that's the guy down in Atlanta, went into the courthouse. You notice anything interesting about the apprehension when they were walking him to the van?
There was a woman.
Yes. They deliberately had him being held. The only person really holding him was a woman, and that is nothing more. 550 KTRS.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Gay couples are once again California dreaming. A state judge agreed with the city of San Francisco that gay marriage should be legal. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks here in Los Angeles says Judge Richard Kramer mince no words.
The court used some pretty strong language in condemning the ban on same-sex marriage, saying there's no rational purpose for it, but really he had to go that far in order to support a finding that the same-sex marriage ban was unconstitutional.
This will be appealed, and there are three pending laws in the state, one that would okay gay marriage, two that would ban it. Baseball and Congress still battling. ABC's Linda Douglas in Capitol Hill says some ballplayers don't want their turn at bat at steroid hearings.
Lawyers for three of the ballplayers sent letters to the committee today saying that none of them should be required to testify. That's Rafael Palmeiro, Frank Thomas, and Jason Giambi. In every case, said the lawyers, it is not fair.
Hey, for prosecutors, they should be hoping Jackson will be called to testify so they get the chance to rip him apart.
If I were the DA, I would light extra candles at the local Catholic church and pray that Michael Jackson testifies.
Jackson is seen as a loose cannon who could help the prosecution if he takes the stand. Gil?
ABC's Alex Stone live at the Jackson trial. Former President Clinton has been discharged from a hospital in New York where fluids and scar tissue were removed from around the lung. ABC Money Scope, the Dow up 30 points today, the S&P up 7, the NASDAQ up 9.5. You're listening to ABC News.
How fast can Allivers start treating an allergy while you're on a motorcycle? This fast. How about riding on the train? This fast. That's because Allivert starts to dissolve fast, the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert fast, wherever you are. This fast, even in that bike race. Try non-drowsy 24-hour allergy relief that dissolves fast, without a prescription. Allivert, allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the Ritz chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth?
Jerry?
And Samantha?
We can't get to the phone right now
because I want to finish my hot chocolate. My daddy makes the best Ovaltine hot in the whole wide world.
Sammy?
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy?
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside, and...
Sammy?
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please!
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A suspected bank robber is still holed up inside a North St. Louis County house. KTRS's Chris Bilsick is live at the scene near Berkeley. Chris?
Well, Brian, right now a police officer still stands a couple houses away with a dog attached to a leash, watching out for any activity to come through the front door. There's a couple of cops across the street kneeled down behind a car, again, with their eyes and their weapons focused on this house, close to Loganberry and Appleberry. It all started about 1 o'clock when two suspects robbed a UMB bank in St. Charles, allegedly, and then a police chase ensued down I-70, and they stopped at an apartment complex down the street on Hanley. One suspect was captured at that location, and police followed the other to this location here in Berkeley, and as again, this suspect still believed to be inside the house. The tactical unit has been on the scene since about 3 o'clock. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Bilsick reporting from the scene.
Our banks have expanded 5 years with the sophistication that the indictment will reflect what was involved. Those with just luck.
U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says the alleged ringleader of the group is 40-year-old Otis McAllister. Despite claims he is mentally retarded, the Missouri Supreme Court is refusing to halt the execution of convicted killer Stanley Hall. He is scheduled to die by lethal injection early Wednesday. Hall murdered Barbara Jo Wood in 1994. She was abducted outside South County Mall and thrown off the McKinley Bridge. The governor's spokesman, Spence Jackson, tells KTRS News they're still reviewing a clemency request. Major League Baseball stars who testified this week about steroids will appear before a St. Louis congressman.
Congressman William Lacey Clay tells KTRS News that if players use steroids, they need to find out if Major League Baseball can control it.
Apparently, Babe Ruth, Josh Gibson, Hank Aaron have an edge, or did they have an edge? I mean, and I don't think they did. I think it was all on natural ability. And so therefore, I don't see the need for the edge.
Clay says if it is found they did use steroids, any records broken by players should have an asterisk by their name.
KTRS's Steve Klotz reporting a conference committee hearing on workers' compensation reform is now in its fifth hour of meeting in Jefferson City. Baldwin State Senator John Loudon says the main issue is administrative law judge accountability.
The problem that we've had is more with an overactive judiciary
as I like to say, they administer social justice with other people's money.
Other committee members include Senate President Pro Tem Mike Gibbons and Spanish Lake State Senator Tim Green. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day up 30, the NASDAQ up 9, and the S&P up 6. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. A meteorologist John Fuller, partly cloudy tonight, low 30, and tomorrow cloudy and a high of 44. It's 44. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date with traffic. Here's Mike Waynes in the
79. And keep in mind, too, we still have that accident. The left two lanes are blocked just east of Lindbergh Boulevard on eastbound 270. It's pretty much stopping all the way at about to 370. This traffic report is brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Susan McKnight at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their eVantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience all at Blake and Davis. I'm Mike Waynes in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Now, they're waiting for your call. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868. Are you...
Hi, this is Karen Vale for LA Weight Loss. My results are unbelievable. I have now lost over 10 pounds and have met my first goals and have achieved it at the Mid Rivers LA Weight Loss Center. I know you are considering my success. Now, just join me. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and get going. I am feeling better. My blood pressure's come down too, which was very important for me. And I have more energy. The LA Weight Loss Program works. Shaping your eating habits while you get in shape. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and arrange your free consultation. Or visit the open house this Monday and Tuesday at the Baldwin Plaza Center, 15425 Manchester Road. Drop in anytime between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Find out why I'm thrilled with my weight loss success thanks to LA Weight Loss. Join me today. Today, 1-888-322-SLIM. No reason not to lose the weight with a safe and successful program like LA Weight Loss.
Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Heidi Long at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with the e-advantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience. All at Blake and Davis.
Looking for a bed?
So join his partners and
fungus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 14th edition. Ooh, tomorrow's the Ides of March. Beware. Beware the Ides of March. That's what the soothsayer said to Caesar, to Julius Caesar. Beware the Ides of March. And he didn't beware, and he got stabbed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, beware the Ides of March.
That'll show. Tomorrow.
Welcome to this edition of Pinion's Playhouse. The whole Playhouse is brought to you by Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Illinois, the corner of 4th and Broadway. When I get back home, I'm heading over. Within the first 2 weeks back, I'm going to Fast Eddie's. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at
1-800-203-8384.
Because they make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
Well, I didn't say it earlier, but Karen, you look great today.
Oh, man. Thanks, Frank.
I mean it. You look really, really good. Say hi to somebody.
Oh, I'll say hi to everybody.
All right, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Rat Boy's here.
Cheese.
Terry Daly's here.
I have a new American Idol. It is Ashley Smith of Atlanta, Georgia. What a wonderful, great person she must be.
Really? When's that on again? Tonight? Tomorrow night?
tomorrow night, but I think he's making it up. There is no Ashley Smith.
No, he's talking about America.
How can you not know who Ashley Smith is?
I have no idea.
I don't know who she is.
Who is it?
It's only the biggest news story in the entire nation. It's the girl who...
The hostage?
Oh, that man. Talk down, yeah. The call down.
We don't, it's not like everybody was the 1998 Tribune Champion St. Mary's Catholic Church in Belleville, Illinois. Yeah. And you won't have after I share a quote with you from something she said this morning. You may kind of change your mind about her a little bit. I'll tell you what that is. Yeah,
okay.
And there's no doubt she was cool, calm, and collected. We'll talk. How about, Bernice is in heaven.
You, of course, is fine, yeah.
That's right. Is Steve around today?
Nope, he's not.
He's off today. He takes almost as much vacation as we do. He's probably got like 3 months vacation. And how about Bruce Limprist and the Orchestra? Did she follow him when he took that vehicle?
Yep.
To get rid of it?
Yep.
Why would you do that? Why would you follow? Why wouldn't you just split off and go get help?
Well, there, don't judge somebody until you walk a mile in their shoes. I just made that up.
What?
She's out at 4 o'clock in the morning with a guy who's already killed 3 or 4 people.
But she's in a separate vehicle.
Yes.
And she's following him.
You go ahead and judge her that way.
No, I'm not judging her that way. I just said, doesn't that strike you as very strange?
I think she gained his confidence. She has compassion. She talked to him about the Bible and about this book she had been reading. Apparently, it was a real powerful book. And apparently, this guy wasn't just a scumbag. He was, he's an educated,
murderer.
And she could tell that he was somebody that could be,
electrocuted.
You wouldn't advise.
And he says, "Follow me. I'm gonna dump this stolen vehicle." Okay, let's go. He gets in the car. I'm gone. I'm gone to the police station. I'm gone. Just gone.
Yes. Okay, but she is out at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's a guy in a truck with a gun.
No, he was unarmed in the truck.
Okay, he's unarmed in the truck. And she decides to say, okay, I'm going to take off down 5th Street here.
He might come after.
He whipped a U.E. and just rammed her off the road and killed her.
I'll give you that.
She did a great job.
I'll give you that. She did a great job, and I'll give you that. Here's her quote this morning when interviewed this morning when they asked her, "What are your thoughts about Brian Nichols right now?" And here's what she said. She said, "If no one else is pleased with him, his Father in heaven is pleased with him for doing the right thing." What?
For not killing her.
For stopping.
I think she was probably talking about for not killing her and making her
and
baby.
And for not killing anybody else and turning himself in. My problem with that is I don't think his Father in heaven is the least bit pleased with him. He may be glad he didn't kill more people, but this guy
is multiple
murderer.
I would think that she's talking about after the horror down at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Now she's talking about his father is pleased with him because he finally came to his senses.
When he said to her, when he was in her apartment, and he said to her, "I cannot relax. I am so stressed because of what I've done. I can't even believe that's me. I'm watching on television." They watched together.
Right.
TV. And he said, I just can't relax. I'm so tense. I'm so stressed. She said this morning, I could relate to that because I know how he felt. I know how it feels to not be able to relax. No, you don't. You don't know how it feels to not be able to relax after you killed 4 people. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference in I was stressed one day, and I understood and I knew how he felt.
She held her husband while he was murdered, stabbed, knife-stabbing victim.
I think she's an incredible human
maybe
being.
Maybe she does know,
Well, maybe she does.
Yeah, and so we shouldn't be so quick
I guess the only thing that got me is when she said how pleased his Father in heaven was with him. I just thought,
Well, you don't know what kind of rhetoric, though, she gave him to finally just unwind and let her live.
Well, she should be hired by the FBI.
Really?
Psychologist.
Yeah, I agree.
She should be hired by all these SWAT team hostage. They should hire her, give her a big fat salary, and let her talk these people down.
I mean, wasn't she really well spoken? Did you see that long interview that she did, and she just carried on and on and on? And I mean, man, is she a reporter? Did I hear something?
I don't know.
There aren't 10 people who could have been that composed after an entire night with a lunatic
I would have been crying like a little girl.
I'd have probably just died of fear.
Yeah.
And not been able to have any composure. He would have probably killed me because I wouldn't shut up.
Quit crying.
Shut up right now.
Hey, where are her kids? Didn't she have
a daughter.
A daughter?
And I don't know where the little girl was, but I guess being at grandma's house. I don't know. But no, there's no doubt, and I don't misunderstand me. I don't think there are literally 10 people that could have pulled off what she pulled off, and I'm serious when I say they really ought to call her in and say, we'd love to have you, if nothing else, talk to our hostage negotiating people about tactics and about how being calm, blah, 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 blah. Holy cow, she'd never run out of work. Okay, there were a couple. Oh, I know what I want to do. This is an interesting piece of biker news for people who are motorcyclists, not the other kind of bikes. And it ties into something that's coming up that I meant to do Friday and I didn't get around to. There's going to be a tourist destination down in Florida. And it's going to be in Ormond Beach, Florida. And it's called Destination Daytona. I guess it's on the way to Daytona. It's going to be a 150-acre complex. And it's the brainchild of a guy who owns 10 Harley-Davidson dealerships. They say there are a lot of people who have Harleys who are older now, and they've got some money, and more of them are women, and they don't want to set up tents and lodge in some sleazy motel and where they sell T-shirts outside. So he's building Destination Daytona. It'll be a hotel. It'll be condos. There will be a Harley dealership in the complex, a motorcycle maintenance. There'll be a maintenance school, a part shop, restaurants, bars, a civic center. First phase opens June of this year, and I think this is going to be a really neat place to go because it's a biker's heaven. Now, I mentioned that because it ties into something that's going on with the St. Charles City Park Rangers. They're going to put on a motorcycle ride to the Great Smoky Mountains. Ooh. This would be a good ride, folks.
Yeah, that would be.
If you've ever wanted to take a motorcycle trip down to the most beautiful part, I think, of that part of the South, and that's the Smoky Mountains, here is your chance. It is an all-motorcycle ride. It's any make, model. They're not partial. They don't care. And there will be 3 pre-ride meetings to discuss everything. And for one price, they've taken care of, you know, lodging and all this stuff. So let's see what happens here. All rooms are included. Meals are provided. They stop in Nashville, Knoxville, and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's Dolly's hometown.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina and Paducah, Kentucky. They will they'll tame the dragon, it says, if you choose to, or ride the Blue Ridge Parkway. So there are 2 different routes. The people who want a little more of a challenge can go one way, and the others can take the Blue Ridge Parkway. Let me get to. Oh, they're going to spend the one night all going to the Dixie Stampede Dinner Theater.
Oh, fun.
And they will have a free day to explore Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, or take a day trip to Cades Cove. So here's the deal. The meeting dates for pre-planning, they've already had one. So I guess this means you can still get in on this. There's Saturday, April 23rd. I guess if you'd missed the first one, you can still go the 23rd of April and then May 15th. And this thing is going to happen in, did I say when it's going to happen?
You said June.
June. I think it's in June. June 7th through the 12th. That's when it is, the ride. If you want more information, you call Mike at 636-949-3377. Or if you can't remember that, just get in touch with the St. Charles City Park Rangers, and you'll figure out how to do that, I guess.
You know what? You know what's taken?
That'd be fun.
In the last 30 years, like a 180-degree turn is the image of a group
of Harley Davidson riders.
Well, there are two images and no in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it used to be
one image.
Nothing but bad, nothing but killer, scary guys. You know,
we're coming to town to kill you.
Yeah.
No, and now it's either that or the weekend West County.
Yeah, really.
People.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, on this very show, I will play you a day with Lord Tim.
Ooh.
This guy, Lord Tim.
Our boss?
No. Because so much of the music was British, they wanted somebody on the air who was literally from Britain. This guy was the first British DJ in America.
Whoa.
He discovered the Moody Blues.
Ooh. I know. Ooh. Ooh. I am Ooh.
He is the guy who came up with the expression flower power, and he is credited with that in Look, Life, Newsweek, and Time.
And on me.
Pushing too hard.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stir.
No, I don't care.
Pushing too hard. You're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard. What you want me to be.
Karen has never said
you're pushing too hard.
I never heard that noise before. I just heard it called The Seat.
That is a group called The Seat. They had two hits. That's one of their hits. That was his group. He basically owned that group and managed that group, as well as some other group. This man is unbelievable. He is a former multi-millionaire, and he has made tons of money and lost tons of money. He went through more drugs and bad investments. He won Grammys for the games people play. Now, I'm not sure how that happened.
Joe
he didn't
South,
record it,
right?
But he may have written it. In the Disney movie The Jungle Book, he's the voice of Flaps the Vulture.
And in
The Aristocats, he's the English hip cat.
Oh.
He wrote a book, and Mel Gibson owns the rights to his book in case they decide to make it into a movie. He really is the real deal in terms of a name you don't know, but a guy who was so dug into that whole 60s psychedelic thing. And I got a really good interview with Cricket Team, and I mean, this guy is just incredible. And now he sells artwork, and he admits he's still a hippie. He wears every day those tinted John Lennon glasses,
no.
And he looks like he's still in the 60s. He's 64 years old, but he's got some great stories. He brought the Rolling Stones to Montreal, and he brought the Beatles to San Diego. He joined the Beatles 65 Shea Stadium tour. He was the co-MC of that concert.
Whoa, wow.
Came up with the flower power
tour right
there.
That's
very cool.
Yeah, he's got some great stories, and he hates radio today. He says, and I had to edit out the word. It's an SH word is how he describes it. Except, and this is the good news for us. Except personality radio.
Oh.
He says it's the only radio worth listening to. So we'll do that tomorrow. Lord Tim.
Neat.
He'll be on with us tomorrow.
What happened to your voice?
What happened to your voice?
Hey, I'm not surprised to see
Lennon.
This.
What happened to yours?
I don't know.
I'm not surprised to see this. Jane Pauley show, which to me, the day it came on, was nothing.
She tried to be Oprah.
Nice. Well, the problem, too, is she came on and said, I'm going to do a different kind of talk show. No, she didn't. It was exactly the same kind of talk show everybody else was doing. All right, we got to get the ladies in here. Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Nice.
Lord Tim tomorrow. And I don't know what time, so that'll make all of you just listen to the whole show tomorrow. I know how painful that can be sometimes, but please try to do that. There's a madam at a... I like to say whorehouse. Some people say house of overfeud or brothel, but she's a madam, and the doorbell rings. It's a pretty fancy place. She goes to the door, and there is an extremely well-dressed, successful-looking man in his late 40s. I mean, obviously has his act together. She says, can I help you? And he said, I'd like to see Natalie. I believe you have a Natalie here. She says, well, the next evening, the same guy appears again, says, I want to see Natalie. Natalie comes out and says, sir, this is very unusual. No one has ever come back two nights in a row. It's rather expensive for most people. And by the way, there are no discounts because you're back tonight. He said, then I assume the price is still $1,000. She says, yes. He said, let's go upstairs.
Wow.
Then he peeled off another 10 $100 bills. They go upstairs. An hour later, he leaves. Next night, he's at the door again. And they're stunned. Third consecutive night. This is unbelievable. And she said, you know the deal. He said, I know, $1,000. Let's go upstairs. They go upstairs. And after they're finished, she says, no one has ever used me three nights in a row. Where y'all from? And he said, I'm from South Carolina. She says, my lands. I am from South Carolina, too. He said, yes, I know. He said, your father died, and I'm your sister's attorney, and she asked me to give you your $3,000 inheritance. Now, that's the first punchline. Give me a punchline. But there's a second punchline. The moral of the story is this. Three things in life are certain. Taxes, death, and getting screwed by a lawyer.
Home. 5:32 is the big 5:50, a little bit early. I hope that's okay for Mike Waynes. In for Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jackopter 5:50 and sponsored by Sunset Ford. Mike. Oh, that's just great.
Epic. Jim Holder for Roberts Boy Shop. In business 58 years, a real St. Louis tradition. Quality clothes for boys and young men. Casual or dress. And now Roberts Boy Shop have enlarged sizes to include men's polo and bass. Roberts Boy Shop features Nautica, Dockers, polo, Calvin clothing, school uniforms in stock. Free alterations for the life of the garment. The cargo shorts, the skater's look. Mention you heard this on the Big 550, it's 10% off. Superior service from Rita and Thomas. Roberts Boy Shop, 997-1770. I'm Clayton, just west of Highway 40.
We all know that moving can be stressful, but you should know by now that one call to Dealman Moving and Storage can eliminate that stress. But what do you do when you're moving out of your old home and need storage because your new home isn't ready yet? You can still call Dealman Moving and Storage. Dealman will move your belongings to their storage facility until you're ready for them to be moved to your new home, whether it's short or long term. Dealman's climate-controlled storage facility is private, clean, and is monitored 24 hours a day to ensure your valuables are safe. Call Dealman Moving and Storage at 314-428-MOVE for a free over-the-phone estimate. You'll be pleased to find their rates 10 to 15% lower than their competitors. Dealman Moving and Storage is a member of the United Movers Associates, located a half mile west of 170 on St. Charles Rock Road. Call them at 314-428-MOVE or online at dealmanmoving.com. That's 428-MOVE, 428-6683 or dealmanmoving.com. Whether it's your home or office, deal with Dealman for your next move.
Come. Hell.
5:36 at the Big 5:50. We'll try again for Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jackopter 5:50 and sponsored by Sunset Ford. And that was all Ian's fault, Mike.
Was it? I'm sorry.
Yes,
about
it
that.
Was. That's not your fault.
Okay. We're over the 4270 exchange right now. It seems to be backing up and, a little bit as we go further west. Westbound 40 is also slow at McKnight. Eastbound 40 is slow at Brentwood. And eastbound 44 is slowing down right around Kings Highway. This traffic report is being brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Vicki Dimmick at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with her eVantage, excellence, expertise, and experience all at Blake and Davis. I'm Mike Waynes of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
It's an F-Series free-for-all at Sunset Ford. Get a Linex spray and bed liner and running boards at no extra charge with any F-Series truck this month at Sunset Ford. Are crabgrass and weeds taking over your lawn? Eliminate them now. Call Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care today. Professional people, professional products, professional results. Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care,
636-3789-8811. Is there any singing on this song?
Yeah, it's Bob Dylan's son.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's one headline.
Jacob.
The wall, yeah, Jacob. Better than his dad.
He can understand the words.
We can all sing better than his dad. And we forgot our sponsor for the Playhouse. I owe a word quickly about Fast Eddie. I want to just mention, I don't know if anybody else saw the open letter from Doug Weed, the guy who recorded President Bush, and then did you see his letter?
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. This is unbelievable, and I got to tell you something. When a guy does this, you immediately want to just forgive him for doing a dumb, stupid thing. He has written an open letter. USA Today had it. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I was foolish and wrong to tape record. He just goes on in about five or six. The work of reparation has begun. My book promotion has been canceled. Further royalties from the book have been assigned to charity, and the hours of tapes, which prompted offers of millions of dollars, have been turned over to the president.
He says the work
of rebuilding relationships with God and with the president and with friends has begun. If I could live my life over again, there are a lot of things I'd do differently, and I cannot undo the hurt that I have caused, but I can, with God's help, take the heat that I deserve and move on.
Pretty honorable dude.
Wow. Boy, you bet. Yeah, I mean, this really is a very impressive letter.
Yeah.
And he says, I was wrong to tape record Mr. Bush without his permission. I was wrong. This is very impressive. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, and I got a feeling that President Bush will see that and say, you know what? I forgive you, and what a man to do that. I mean, he basically has just abandoned his own book and millions of dollars in offers for that tape. Fast Eddie's Bon Air, before we go to Mike Evans in Southern California, is a regular stop for a lot of people, and I am way overdue. And when I do get back, that's going to be within the first couple of weeks back, that's going to be a necessary stop. And I know exactly what I'll do. I'll go get the shrimp while I wait for the burger. That's what I do there, and occasionally a kebab. But I'm the shrimp and burger guy, and you can go in there, and if you have $5 in your pocket, forget your drink money. Outside of your drink money, I don't know how you can eat $5 worth of food. I know how I can, but I'm talking about most people. It is a great ham, and it's a full half-pound burger. So you eat two of these, you've dropped a whopping $2, and you are not going to be hungry. They're there to serve drinks. It's a bar. If everybody just went in and had a burger and left, they'd be out of business. So when you've got a thirst, you want a cold one, a frosty cold one, as our friend Mike would say, this is the stop in Alton, Illinois. It is famous all over this country. People come to St. Louis, go back and talk about Fast Eddie's. People have tried to duplicate Fast Eddie's, not only in the state of Missouri, but in Kentucky, they tried to duplicate it, and in other cities, and every one of them has failed. Every one that I know about is out of business because Eddie Sr. and Eddie Jr. are not there. And you can't duplicate the concept. Do we still have Freddie Froghammers?
No, I think that's gone.
Remember what they did? They came in with peel and eat shrimp. Same thing.
Yep. Tried to duplicate it.
Can't duplicate it. There's nothing like it. And the St. Louis area is proud to have it in Alton, Illinois, at the corner of 4th and Broadway. Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Let's go to Southern California. Evans is proudly brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder, on the web at trhughes.com. What do you say? Give it up for Mike Evans.
If anyone knows, Mike knows why that guy jumped off of America.
Oh, yeah, we want an American Idol update, please.
You know what? I did a lot of digging today. Nobody seems to know. It has nothing to do with the first word that he didn't want to go along with being owned by American Idol for 6 years should he win the competition. Of course, he knew about that ahead of time, so I didn't think that had anything to do with it to begin with.
Okay, so it's 6 years. We were thinking maybe five.
Yeah, I hear it's 6 years.
Okay.
I tell you what, though. He says it's a personal matter, but if he just quit because somebody told him that it would be a good career move, he's an idiot. We'll remember William Hung a lot longer than we'll remember Mario Vasquez.
No, and I said that earlier, too. If he thinks this is a great PR stunt, I'll be the only guy to ever just walk away, and they'll be hounding me for interviews. No, he'll be famous for about 3 days.
Yeah, and you know what could have happened? You know, that fat guy, Scott Sable, might have put a horse head in his bedroom.
You know what? That guy, he is creepy looking.
Yeah, he is.
He put a contract out on him.
Maybe he had a room with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
During the competition.
Be Julius Jackson Nugget was the accuser admitting today that he told a school official that, quote, nothing happened between him and Jackson, end quote. Sounds really bad, but scoop is victims of this these kinds seldom crimes seldom admit it to people, and they often deny it to people that they don't know. It's, mm-hmm. It's a shameful thing. But I'll tell you who the real loser is here. The kid.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, either Jackson abused the boy or his own parents did by allowing him to be at Jackson's and be put up with all this stuff. I feel for the kid. Cancer, Jackson, and lousy parents.
Ugh.
Tough break.
Yeah.
Now, wonder if there would be any more bizarre behavior from Michael Jackson between now and the end of the summer.
I doubt it.
I think so.
He's not the
I know. I do have one little nugget, though. On Sunday afternoon, Michael Jackson was spotted riding the Tilt-A-Whirl and the merry-go-round at Neverland.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't think that you'd be riding the Tilt-A-Whirl with a bad back.
He's going nuts.
Man,
that's,
that's
yeah.
a great point.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I wouldn't think of it.
Maybe it snapped his back in place.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. There you go. Maybe blind bats will fly out of his butt today at 4:45 in the afternoon.
That'd be weird.
Also, over the weekend, a golf course developer was snooping around Neverland. There's some talk that maybe Neverland's about to be sold, mm-hmm. become a resort and a golf course.
Hey, the Neverland golf course.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Clinton update. Well, but it's the perfect place to play with little white balls.
Oh,
Clinton update. He's doing better. He's doing better among visitors at the hospital on Saturday. Bill's good buddy, Tony Bennett, who sang him a little song in the hospital.
I've done it since I was a boy, and I'm going to keep right on doing it until I can't.
I bet you will. Do it anymore. Speaking of Tony Bennett, Tony also is joining Sting, Paul McCartney, Julia Roberts, Lance Armstrong, Robin Williams, Paul Newman, and for a big push for Hole in the Wall operation.
Big
That's the summer Summer camp staff for terminally ill kids.
Mike, are you still there?
Is this the president, former president?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Are you there?
Yeah, what's wrong with your voice, Mr. President?
I've been in the hospital. I had a procedure.
Sorry.
I just want to thank you for mentioning me in your report. I appreciate it.
That's okay, Mr. President.
All right, goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Huge.
Wow.
Huge.
How did he get through, Pia?
That's weird. The lines must have crossed.
He's the president.
Anyway.
No.
So.
Political news, lots of talk. The liberal actor Warren Beatty will run against Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator, for California governor in 2 years.
Oh.
So, also been talked that meathead Rob Reiner might throw his hat into the ring. More politics. It's going to be interesting to see how many of baseball players that were subpoenaed by Congress will actually show up. And that is the talk around spring training. But I just want to throw this in, just my own opinion. A lot of people are saying that this is the Congress is going too far. There's more important things to worry about. Well, there's been something like 70 kids die of steroid problems over the last 10 years. They look up to these ball players. Some of these ball players obviously have been taking steroids. And whether it be steroids or heroin, they're both controlled substances you're not supposed to be able to use. It's breaking the law and the rules of baseball. They go out and they break records that were held by men that didn't take steroids, and they become hundreds of millions of dollars richer. I say to bring them in front of Congress.
Yep.
Taking a stand.
Let's knock them down a peg or two, accept the responsibility, and that includes probably St. Louis's own Mark McGwire.
That's the way it's looking.
Hey, what do you think that'll do to, like, McGwire's, the memorabilia and stuff that was sold with the bats and the balls and all that?
Well, there'll be another story just to go along with it.
Yeah.
Another story to go along with it. Here's a nugget for you. Last week at a Glendale, California elementary school, Pete Rose spoke to the third grade class about how to succeed.
What?
Pete Rose at a career day.
Who would arrange that?
Bet on black.
Yeah.
Don't bet on a fat horse. I mean, what's he going to tell these kids?
Oh, man. Always split two aces.
Yeah.
Goodness.
And finally,
I wish you had more.
I was really enjoying this.
John Travolta and his wife Kelly Preston have sold their Kahala Oahu home to Kathy Ireland for $3 million. A lot of people don't know this, but Kelly Osbourne was born and raised in Hawaii. In fact, Kelly Osbourne and I'm not Kelly Osbourne, Kelly Preston.
Right.
Kelly Preston and I went to the same elementary school.
Whoa. That's big. But not at the same time.
That's big.
Well, she wasn't
She's
born,
young enough to be
went.
Your daughter.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
See, okay. Mike Evans!
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe they did go together. School together.
Mike was going
saying he's stupid?
Yeah. No, no,
he's
not at all.
Give me a call and tell me you think he's
he just
stupid.
Just enrolled no. late, that's all.
That sounded to me like you said he was a big, dumb 40-year-old
stupid idiot Hawaiian kid
still in high school at the age of 40.
Yeah. You didn't mean that, did
Ate
you?
Ate too much pineapple.
No,
right.
no.
Yeah, that's Mike Evans from Southern California. Hey, speaking of Southern, there's a book that's out. It's called Perfect Funeral, and it's co-authored by these two chicks who say they have the 10 things that you must take to somebody's house down in the South if somebody has died. And that's a big thing, I think, everywhere, but it's especially big in the South. If somebody dies, man, the kitchen is covered up with food.
Right.
Now, I lived 15 years of my life in the South, my first 15, and I still, when I go back, not a lot has changed. This is the biggest bunch of crap, because what they have here is they say that these are the top 10 funeral foods of all time, and if you're in the South, they have mayonnaise. First of all, I've never heard of aspic.
I don't know what that is.
I've heard that word, but I don't know
Looking
what it means.
An aspic sounds like something you...
That
I
sounds
Southern.
It sounds like a hemorrhoidal tube. And it says, store-bought aspic is available, but no self-respecting Southerner would be caught dead eating it.
Hey,
well, first of all, no Southerner's ever heard of aspic, tomato aspic.
How are they spelling it?
A-S-P-I-C.
I see, okay. Yeah. Hang on.
And that's the first thing on the list, which tells me this is as bogus. Listen to this. Here we go. A fried chicken? Okay. Fried chicken, I'll go with.
Oh. Okay. Aspic's a plant used in treating snake bite.
Wait a minute.
A jelly. Okay. A jelly of meat juice. Hey, now.
Meat juice jelly.
Meat juice. I'm liking it. Tomato juice molded often with meat and seafood and eaten as a relish.
Meat juice.
Well, if they'd said relish, that's a Southern thing, but not tomato aspic.
Okay.
Fried chicken, yes.
Sister makes deviled eggs every time we have a family get-together, and Debbie's sister makes deviled eggs every time we have a family get-together.
Now, they have on the list caramel cake. Again, as a kid that grew up down there and somebody who's gone back, I've never gone anywhere where somebody had caramel cake as like a big, we must bring it over. Not like green beans and fried chicken and deviled eggs.
Now, if they said caramel rolls, that would make sense.
No, it wouldn't make sense in the South. They do biscuits and dinner rolls. They don't do caramel rolls.
What about cornbread?
Absolutely cornbread. Cornbread is a must. Now, here's another thing. Banana nut bread.
Oh.
I've been to a lot of people's houses in the South. People die. They bring every kind of cake and pie. I don't remember a lot of banana nut bread. These two gals must be from further up north. Now, they also have in here tenderloin. No, no. When you're in the South, they put hot dogs and hamburgers, maybe some steak, fried chicken or barbecue chicken. I don't remember a lot of tenderloin in these houses.
But you weren't a rich kid. Maybe
things have changed, too, in the last 50 years.
Well, then they should have said funeral for rich people. Rich people in the South show up with this stuff. Just another observation about a book you might want to avoid. All right, let's do a little business. Take a little break. Come back. I believe we'll have Jim Holder with some sports. Dierberg. Now, here's some good food. Dierberg's Easter, less than 2 weeks away. That's hard to believe.
Wow.
You can finalize your dinner plans. Maybe you are married to somebody like I'm married to, and there'll be no Easter dinner, and you know that. You want it. You got to go out and get it, and this would be a great place to get it. Spring brunches, special occasions, Easter dinners, Dierberg's has it. Honey-crusted spiral-sliced ham, slow-smoked, spiral-sliced, crusted and caramelized with glaze of brown sugar, pineapple, honey, and a touch of clove. That sounds very good to me. Garnished with pineapple rings and cherries. Put that ham right in the center of the table or scoot it over toward me. They have slow-roasted beef brisket. I will tell you, I never heard of beef brisket till I moved up here. There's not much better than good beef brisket. Roasted herb-seasoned pork loin, succulent beef tenderloin, or chicken mushroom uncrulled.
Okay.
You can have meat entrees, side dishes, brown and serve mini rolls, or Hawaiian dinner rolls. It's all at Deerberg's for spring, for Easter, for whatever. They have 13 house-made side dishes available a la carte, like three cheese potato gratin, spring salad. You know what? This, I could go on forever with this. Check out their website, Deerbergs.com. Place your Easter order today at the Deerberg's Deli nearest you. We break. We come back. Big 550 KTRS.
57 at the Big 550. Here's Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. How things looking, Mike?
Things are looking pretty good. Southbound 270 is rolling on through Manchester. Westbound 40 is opening up just after the 270 exchange is rail right about CVC High School. Just came from St. Charles. Westbound 70 is kind of slow from 79 to T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by HungryAgents.com. Selling your home, why pay 6 to 7% commission at HungryAgents.com. Full-service realtors compete and save you thousands. Visit HungryAgents.com. I'm Mike Waynes of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Please tell me that the voices of the traffic people aren't going to get any deeper.
This is pretty good.
In the world between him and this Mark Stevens, and then we have to jump to this guy who also puts us to shame and makes us sound like girls, Jim Holder. How are you, Jim?
A.M. and the P.M. What's happening?
I don't know. That's for you to tell us.
Right. We'll tell you the Cadillac Sports Update, Frank. Well, the Rams and Orlando Pace are not getting any closer together. Now, Orlando reportedly today down Houston visiting with the Texans. They have until, I should say they, meaning the Rams, have until tomorrow, Frank, to get a long-term deal signed with Orlando. Otherwise, then for the next 3 months, believe it is until like mid-July, they can't talk to him again. He can't sign a long-term deal. So in essence, the important thing there is, if he was going to sign a long-term deal, it would free up in the neighborhood of about $3 million under the cap. So they could go out and be looking at maybe some more defensive players or maybe some more people, in addition to Michael Stone, that can play some special teams.
Who would they put in there for Orlando's replacement?
Yeah, well,
if he left?
Oh, boy, I tell you, I mean, you would probably draft somebody because they do have the 19th overall pick, and then you'd have to pick up a long-term deal done. It's unfortunate, but they got, I think, until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You know, Missouri is going to the NIT, and, of course, number one, Illinois, will play Fairleigh Dickinson at about 8:30 on Thursday night in round one. Missouri Valley has three teams. And now tonight, between 6:30 and 9 o'clock, you know, you can talk about your bracket and whatever with Randy Carricker and Big John Hadley, and they'll have more on Pace.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. The boy who says he was molested at Neverland has also said it never happened. The trial of Michael Jackson's more of a roller coaster than anything that the singer has at his own personal playland. ABC's Alex Stone live at the trial in Santa Maria, California with the latest, and it's been quite a day, Alex.
It has, Gil. The 15-year-old accuser admitted he told a school administrator that Jackson did not do anything to him. The defense also made the teen look like a liar and a troublemaker who was full of resentment when Jackson began ignoring him. Jackson seemed confident leaving the courthouse in his bright red team tomorrow. Gil.
ABC's Alex Stone live at the Jackson trial. Now, three major league ballplayers want to take an intentional pass from congressional hearings on steroids. Lawyers for Jason Giambi, Frank Thomas, and Rafael Palmeiro said that they should not have to testify for various reasons. At spring training in Jupiter, Florida, Mark McGuire's former manager, Tony La Russa, of the Cardinals, had a Rosanna Dana attitude. It's always something.
And this is a real dramatic, controversial distraction. There's always something here in the big leagues that'll get you off your game.
California judges game to allow gay marriage, ruling that the state ban on it is unconstitutional. State Assemblyman Mark Leno.
We're very pleased that our hopeful expectations of Judge Kramer have been met.
Leno is one of the country's few openly gay lawmakers. This ruling will be appealed. Gasoline prices are less than a penny from hitting the record high. A gallon of regular goes for an average...
...and prevention...
magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra helps take the allergy out of allergy season.
Ask your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Big Buckle, Texas.
License and registration, please.
Chilmark County, Minnesota.
Did I see your license and registration, eh?
When you travel for a living, you need to know where the hotspots are.
Lagonga Beach, California.
Let me see your license and registration, okay?
Like the speeding ticket capitals of America.
New Fork, New York.
It's called a speed limit. Limit. Look it up.
FYI, from Fairfield Inn. Free high-speed internet. Free continental breakfast. For travelers who know. It's the Marriott way.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. The FBI says it has solved the robberies and attempted robberies of at least 18 banks and financial institutions in St. Louis, Southern Illinois, and Columbus, Ohio. FBI Special Agent Steve Gomez says the eight suspects got away with $1.4 million.
These suspects were very creative. They were using disguises. They were wearing wigs. They had some president's masks. And they dressed up as maids on one occasion.
Gomez says the suspects' case banks to learn the arrival practices of the employees use lookout partner is behind bars. KTRS's Chris Pilsick is live in Berkeley with the latest there. Chris?
Well, Brian, they believe that other suspect was in a house at Loganberry and Appleberry, but after 3 hours of searching by the St. Louis County tactical team, he was unfound. It started just after 1 o'clock when two suspects reportedly robbed the St. Charles Bank in the 1200 block of Regency Place. Suspects then led police on a chase down Interstate 70. It ended about 70 in North Hanley. One suspect was captured at an apartment complex down the street. The other fled. Residents in the area said the person matching the description of that other suspect entered a home at Appleberry and Loganberry. Police then searched that home. The suspect was not found. The investigation now goes back to St. Charles County Police, or St. Charles Police, and they will try to put a description out on this suspect and try to find him. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Pilsick reporting live from the scene in Berkeley. Investigators don't believe the hanging death of a dog this morning in Clydesdale Park is related to a February incident in Babbler State Park.
The means that were used to kill the dog and just the geographic difference where the dogs are, it's pretty unusual.
KTRS News, a boxer was found hanged at Clydesdale Park on a piece of playground equipment. Humane Society offering a reward for information leading to an arrest. Despite claims he's mentally retarded, the state Supreme Court refusing to halt the execution of convicted killer Stanley Hall. He's scheduled to die early Wednesday. With the NCAA men's basketball tournament about to begin, the focus now starting to shift to St. Louis, which will host the Final Four.
I'm Steve Klotz at Keener Plaza, standing underneath the world's largest NCAA tournament bracket. The 72-by-48-foot bracket has the names of all the teams who will play in the tournament, which kicks off Thursday.
It's like nothing else. It's going to be one of the hypest sports events in NCAA tournament. Everyone's going to be on their couch doing whatever they like to do to get focused on the game, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Glenn Rice was on hand as the bracket was unveiled. He was a standout with the Michigan basketball team that won the 1989 national title. He says St. Louis is in for something they've never seen before when the Final Four comes to town.
Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. It's 46. I'm Brian.
Bridges right now downtown, they appear to be going pretty well. On westbound 40, it's closed down around McCausland and backs up all the way to about Hampton. 44 is rolling in both directions now after some earlier accidents out there. I'm Mike Waynes of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop. We're on KTRS.
Midwest Bank Center, open late for your convenience till 7 p.m. weekdays and 2 p.m. on Saturday at Barrett Station Road in Manchester. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Door. Do you? I'm. Com.
Two words, boys and girls, Drunken Fish, two locations, Central West End and Westport Plaza for St. Louis's premier sushi restaurant and lounge. Go to drunken-fish.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
That story Rodney had about Barry Manilow. The next thing you're going to find out, this guy right here is gay.
No way, Jose.
As long as he's not rude. I remember when Rodney...
I wonder. That kind of makes you think. When you think about gay people in show business, doesn't it make you wonder? I wonder how many of them have, like, had relationships with each other.
Oh, I bet a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like Boy George and Elton John or something, you know.
I think a lot because they don't feel as safe with regular people because they don't, their confidence would be betrayed. I don't care if you call just to say, hey, hello, how you doing, goodbye. At least then we won't be able to say that we went a whole show without a listener. So if you just want to call and say hi, that's fine, too. If there's something we've discussed or you want to throw out, we got a couple minutes. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Dan, we'll put your name on the screen. And we'll chat. I think Bob is already on the line. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Frank. It's Bob. How are you doing?
Well, Bob, I'm doing great, and thank you for keeping this from being a listener shutout show.
Oh, absolutely. And didn't it sound like the woman had a clothespin on her nose?
I didn't pay any attention to it.
It sounded like somebody had severe nasal congestion.
I
couldn't listen to the commercial.
I think I know who that person was. It was someone that we used to work with or work in the same building with. No, I think we did work with her down on Market Street at one point, and I think she had a cold when she did the commercial.
Uh-huh. That's unpleasant.
Or Bob, you know what else it could be?
Some of
our equipment in the studio is falling apart, and the machine we played that on is literally has a clothespin holding the cover on it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that's it. I'll bet that's it.
That's a good one.
It gets rough here sometimes.
That's a good question.
What's that?
A real movie, or was it like a made-for-TV Hall of Fame?
No. Mm-hmm. It's a major theater-released motion picture, and not art film either. Let's go to Patrick. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Yeah. Easy, Patrick. Come on. You got a whole week before the weekend.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, you guys are promoting that 800 number to which basement system? What is that again?
1-800-203-8
system in for the window well. You need to add that to your commercials whenever you do those.
Well, I'll add it when they tell me to add it. So they've never mentioned that to me.
Oh, okay. You do what they say.
I do what they say. You're absolutely right.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say they did a really good job, and customers real happy with it, and I'm real happy with it.
All right, Patrick. Nice to hear from you.
Good price, good service.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye bye.
There goes Patrick. Before we get to our next phone guest, this Terry Ratzman. Terry Daly knows who that is.
Wisconsin.
Yep, that's the guy. I mean, the media seems to be paying an awful lot of attention to Brian Nichols. When in fact we got 7 people dead,
really,
as the hands of this guy.
Yeah.
Holy cow! And what's funny? Not funny. Funny in the other way. Not funny. Queer funny. Ha ha. But funny and odd. is that when a guy like this, who was 44, I believe, does this and then blows himself up? They go to get the comments of people who knew him, and if all after 44 years,
so much bigger than the Milwaukee story.
Because my guess is it was extended in the form of a manhunt, and it became a 2-day story instead of one, boom, 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 pop, 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 over, and because this guy's gone and Nichols is still around.
Yeah, and
there was a hostage involved, and it was just a more of a drama.
Didn't that turn out to be the biggest manhunt in the history of that state, too?
I don't know. I don't doubt
it. The Atlanta thing?
I think so.
I'm sure and it was in CNN's backyard. I mean, it was...
Well, that just inflated it all.
But see, to me, this is a bigger story. Got more people dead.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger story, and I really did. I found it fascinating what one of the church members said when they interviewed her. Be people that say, "Well, here's the answer to that." But I just thought the fact that she just kind of looked up and said, "Where was he?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then they interviewed another member. Said, "I'm not going back to that church. I don't even feel safe in church." Yeah.
Wasn't it kind of a cult? Like church?
No, it wasn't really, I don't know if you call it a cult, the Living Church of God. They are these people that believe that they place real strong emphasis on using world events to prove that the end of the world is near. Now, anybody who is Protestant, I don't know about Catholic, but especially down south, will tell you that's a big part of what they preach. And from the time I was little, I remember hearing, it's getting close, it's getting close. Oh, my goodness, the end of the world. Well, good night. That was 40 years ago. Right. And then they make it sound like one of the statements made by one of the spokespeople for this church heard that 40 years ago. I don't know. They're very intense. And but see, to me...
Well, you know what? The end of the world would be a huge story, though.
Oh, but nobody could cover it.
You could cover it at the beginning.
You'd have the, maybe get the first minute of it. But that's, I mean, you're not going to be able to ever come back and complete the, well, here's the end of that end of the world story we started yesterday.
The news crews will be rushing real fast.
But another quote about this guy was he wasn't dark, and that doesn't mean like he was white. It just means he wasn't dark. A mysterious, it says he was, quote, an average Joe. No, I don't think so. At least now we know he wasn't an average Joe. So another bizarre story that's not getting as much attention. We have John Londoff on the phone. John, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Well, thanks for getting me in on the tail end of that story.
Well, it's a good story. It's a big story.
Big story, yes.
Very big. I'll tell you another big story. Last week we sold, I know for a fact because you've told me that we sold off the air. This guy comes, I'll let you tell it. Go ahead.
The guy called me up Saturday morning after he experienced a purchase and a delivery of a new Chevy Silverado pickup truck off of the ad, and he said, I've been buying vehicles for so many years, I can't tell you. It's the best experience I ever had because your salesman, Joe Rice, was fantastic. Dave Cox, your finance manager, made it easy, and his name is Bob Flagg, and then his son, who serves us all proudly in the military, came in this morning and bought a Silverado just like his dad did.
Okay.
Great family.
That's great.
Thank you for the business, strictly because he's been listening to your show for many years, and he heard our spot Friday, and he said it sounded very genuine, and he said, you know, you hear stuff on the radio, you just don't know if you believe it, and he came in, he said, wow. I mean, it really was, it really was, you say, Frank, and we say on the air.
I got a great idea. Let's start a tradition, fathers and sons, both driving Chevy pickup trucks from Johnny Londoff.
Hey, how about that?
How about fathers and sons going to the father and son dealership? I mean, I think there's something here.
Hey.
I challenge, they do this on these telethons.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge right now every other father and son who drives pickup trucks, and maybe you don't, but you'll start, go in and do the Bob Flagg thing. Say, I want the Bob Flagg special. Yeah.
The Flagg family special.
The Flagg family special.
Father's
Super
and
family. And mom came with, kind of injured mom. She came in, Mrs. Flagg came in today with her son to be here to support him, but it was a nice experience. A lot of fun on both ends, on the customer side, but also on our side. It's just, it's fun to see people get excited when they buy a new car.
Well, they drove by me, actually, and they were just, their hands were in the air. Their flags were waving.
I see.
Mr. Flagg.
The flag's waving.
Sorry, Flagg.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, see what I did?
Yeah.
Good.
That was bad.
You're just sorry you didn't think of it first.
No, I'm glad I did.
What are we selling today?
Yes?
What are we selling today?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. We're going to sell a lot. We've already sold, I tell you what I love. Don't you love March?
It's been a pretty nice day today.
March Madness is absolutely taking over the Chevrolet world. If you heard anything about, obviously, what's going on here in April with the Final Four, but March Madness, General Motors is sponsoring that tournament, but we've got Suburbans. We have 1, 2, 3 of these still left in stock. 2004 Suburban, two-wheel drive for only
$29,990.
Great vehicle.
That's unbelievable.
Great gas mileage, and still can haul 7 to 8 people. Big vehicle, beautiful vehicle. We still have the Suburbans and the Tahoes. I mean, the Tahoe at $27,490. That sticker's at $36,000. $27,490. And we still have that 05 regular cab Silverado two-wheel drive for $11,990 or $189 a month on a 48-month smart buy.
Mr. Flagg and his son, I'd like right now to offer this pledge to the Flaggs, if I could.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
See what I did there? I pledge on behalf of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, I pledge continued great service whenever you need it from Londoff. That's my pledge to the Flaggs.
You got it.
All right. Give them that number and that address.
It's 314-837-1800. and that's the Washington Elizabeth exit off of Highway 270 in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
We'll talk later.
Have fun, gang.
All right,
Johnny.
Thanks. See you, Johnny. Bye-bye. See what I did there? Pledge to the flag.
Yeah,
that was a
good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go to Denver. What do you say? Dr. Reggie.
Well, Saturday night.
Everybody, you know the words. Come on, I know where I'm going to be. Come on, I'm going to pick my baby up. If she's not too heavy, take her to the picture show. Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting. They have six locations. They have a lot of really good people who know a lot about lighting and how to keep you from making a bad lighting decision. Bad lighting can ruin the look of your house inside or out. And their website, MetroLightingCenters.com, worth taking a look at. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
Let me check. Yep, I'm doing great, too.
yeah, I'm just driving around in the snow.
Ooh, you have snow?
Oh, yeah.
Better. Oh, yes, we got snow.
Better you than us.
Well, it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow.
And it will be.
Yeah. We're supposed to get a little snow on, like, Wednesday night into Thursday.
That'll be this storm coming down there.
Lucky.
It's a fast-moving storm. It's not sticking or nothing, but it is snowing.
Yeah, yeah, you're all lucky. I'm stuck out here in 83 degrees.
Oh, man.
Lucky. Oh, that must be bad. Yeah.
All right, what do we have today?
Well, I have a movie, appropriately enough, called Ice Princess.
Ice Princess?
Princess, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is this cartoon?
Like a little kid's movie, like a little girl's movie.
No.
Well, if Dan knows about it.
It stars Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. She's no little kid.
No.
But it's a G-rated movie. Joan Cusack is in it, and then there's a newcomer who's the star of it, a young lady, and I can't...
She played with Yvonne Goolagong.
What a crazy.
But what it is, she's in high school, and she's really good at physics and math and stuff like that. Well, she's so good, her physics teacher puts her in for a physics scholarship to Harvard. But in order to get the scholarship, she has to do a project that that shows passion and physics. But it has passion and stuff like that. That's a part of her. So she decides to take figure skating. She skates by a pond out by a house, and she's always enjoyed skating, but she wants to take lessons to learn it real well. Well, while she's learning it real well, the teacher's Kim Cattrall. Her mother is Joan Cusack. Her mother is a teacher in a college that teaches English, and her mother is a staunch feminist who thinks he's accident with another skater and got disqualified for the treatment that she gave to the other skater. Who that sound like?
Oh, yeah. Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, right. And so she's a teacher now. The girl uses her physics to learn how to do triples, jumps, and stuff like that, and to help the other skaters perfect their techniques. And that's where the movie takes off.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, the previews that I saw was she was sitting there figuring all this stuff out, and this E equals MC, this is all this, and that, and then you can figure out how to do a jump and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, when you said it was a skating movie, that's when you lost me. I'll tell you why, and I've said this before. I'm sure it's a great movie. But that figure skate, it's the same jump and put your legs apart. Every routine looks at the music may be different, but if you've seen one skating routine, and I know I'm wrong about this, it's just me, I see skating on TV, click.
No, you're not wrong, because they have to, in a figure skating competition, they have to do certain things on the ice. They have to do a figure eight thing, and they have to do something. And
however,
there's always a however in life.
In every football game, it's the same pass.
Yeah.
It's the same touchdown. In every baseball game, it's the same single. The same triple. It's the same home run.
It's boring. I disagree. I don't see skaters being carried off on stretchers off the ice. And,
yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. In fact, it was a big one just here recently where the two figure skaters, the man was holding the woman up, and face.
There's a handle.
And you know the sad thing about it is when you see those guys holding the woman right up on top of her and she's kind of spread out there and he's holding her in this, you know, and they can't appreciate it because their boyfriend's waiting off in the wings to go out to dinner after they finish.
Some of those guys.
Well, not only that, most of the male skaters don't appreciate it no way.
A lot of them are gay. So they don't
care. That's what we're saying. You know, they don't really realize what they got there or how lucky they could be if they were a hetero. How many ARDs for this thing? Ice Princess,
well,
it's called.
I am so happy that they got a family film that Hollywood is finally getting them the hint that families want to go to movies together. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, which is the only G-rated movie that I've seen this year. I gave it 3.5 ARD.
Well, and I know what, and I agree with you because the last Princess movie, if you remember, was filthy and disgusting. The Princess Diarrhea. You have to have that. Here they come, 3.5 right here.
All right, Dan.
There he goes. And here we go. We're out of here. We'll be back here, though, live tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they used to say on television. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend.